T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we told you earlier this hour, fentanyl deaths are rising quickly in San Francisco. So what's going on at the street level where drug users and police and social agencies all come together? With that angle, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, when it comes to street drugs, just how pervasive is fentanyl?
It's one of the top three. Usually if you take a look around the Tenderloin and you look at the police reports and the action on the street, the top three drugs being sold are fentanyl, meth, and cocaine. And fentanyl is becoming more and more popular because, to put it bluntly, you get a bigger bang for your buck. We're talking about it sold in bundles, about $10 a piece. And a lot of the people you see on the street, they're either smoking it or they're shooting it up because it's a cheap but very high.
Okay, so you talk with cops, with the social workers who are out there on the street. People are dealing with this face-to-face. Do they seem like they have a handle on this? Or is there even a way to get a handle on this?
I'm talking to the people that use it. And like I said, it's a very popular drug. Now, what we've got here also, Stan, is the revolving door of a criminal justice system, because we're still deciding whether drug use is a crime or, more recently, it's a health issue. And it's become more and more of a quote-unquote health issue in California. We're trying to keep people out of jail. What we're seeing is you've got your fentanyl user, and that's a druggie, and then you've got your fentanyl sellers. In the Tenderloin, that's where the most of the sales happen. I think you see more drug sales in the Tenderloin than any place else in the Bay Area. One side of the street is run by Hondurans. Another side is run by locals. What you often do is it's a 2-3 man operation. We come in, let's say we've each got 50 bundles we're going to sell that day. Each of us grabs a homeless guy that we maybe know, and we give him the 50 bundles to stand nearby. That way, if something goes down, he's the one that's going to take the fall, not us. We make the sale. You go over and get your bundle from the homeless guy. He might be an addict. It's a repeating situation where we see people arrested for 50, 60, 70 of these bundles plus cash and or groups of them, and then they're sent down to the Hall of Justice and where they're processed through. And since it's a nonviolent crime, selling drugs is not a violent crime, oftentimes they are in front of a judge and then they're released on their own recognizance to wait for the 8 months until their course of, you know, case makes it through the system. And in that time, chances are they're back. We've seen it repeatedly. They're back in the Tenderloin selling again.
And so the police have finite resources, right? They can't be everywhere all the time. Is there some frustration about what you just described?
Oh, there's a tremendous amount of frustration. They're also taking out there with their narco cans for anti-overdose. I think they do that more than just about anything either. Stan, what they've decided to do, it's not like there's no official proclamation, is that they know that these are what they're dealing with. So the idea is to get as much of the drugs and the money off the streets. The convictions may not hold. Nobody may be doing serious time as a result of this. But if you bust them enough, the idea is if you can't make the money or get the drugs or keep the drugs, that it just becomes not as profitable to keep doing business where you're doing it. So the cops are swamping the Tenderloin. It's led to some questions about targeting and such like that. It gets political. It gets back and forth. But meanwhile, it is a problem that is growing. It is a problem that is deadly. And it is a problem that, like it or not, is becoming a fact of life on the streets, not just of San Francisco, because now it's growing elsewhere as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.